Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast, summer camp edition. It's time to get to work with Rock, Hoop, Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the What's Up Falcons podcast, our summer camp edition. Yeah, that's right. It's that time again this year. And it's that summer camp. The birds are starting their summer camp up, and hopefully they will get to play. We don't know. We're going to just swallow it and see what happens, man. So we're going to keep it coming to you. And on this show, I am joined with my boy Q and Isles. What's going on, Q?
Fellas, I've missed you.
We missed you too, man. Happy summer camp. And we're also... What?
Happy summer camp.
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, we're also joined from my homie from all the way over on the West Coast, the notorious vid maker, Mr. Aries Falcon. What's up, Aries?
I mean, I didn't miss y'all one bit.
We know you did. So
no,
good.
I'm joking.
Dang.
It's all good.
Yeah, man. It's been good, though. It's been good.
Good, man. Maintaining out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
They trying to lock y'all down again?
It's already happened. Dealing with these idiots. The gyms closed back up. The bars closed back up. Everything is just shut down all over again.
All right, man. Yeah. Got to do that. All right, and we're also joined by a long time host of the show. We haven't heard this dude's voice in so long, kind of forgot what he sounds like, but I think we have Mr. Hoop in the house. What's going on, Hoop?
Good. I think the term you're looking for is special guest. That's my... My host,
hey, a long time listener, first time caller.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. It's good to hear your voice, Hoop. And you're not a special guest, man. You're a host.
I appreciate it, man. I'm here. How y'all doing?
We're maintaining, man. Trying to stay corona free. Just like the birds.
Same.
All right, fellas. Same. Well, this is going to be our summer camp show, the beginning, unofficial summer camp show. But like I said, we're just going to catch up and talk about, you know, whatever we want to talk about with the Falcons. I don't have a particular format today, so it's going to be more of a free form, I guess. And so if y'all have something you want to talk about, just feel free to put it out there. And I want to thank everybody for checking us out, too. And don't forget to hit us up on iTunes and Twitter. And all the great places. But all right. Well, let's talk about summer camp, man. I think they went last Thursday, and they've been having practices, and I think the rookies are out there, and they're all having to do the whole wear the mask. They're getting their temperatures checked, I think, twice before they can come in and get on the field. You've heard anything about what's happening out there in summer camp?
The only thing I heard so far was, as of the last show, they hadn't signed any of our rookies. So I'm kind of curious as to what's going on with that.
Okay.
They signed all the rookies.
Yeah,
they signed them all
since
Thursday,
didn't they?
Yeah.
Last week?
Yeah, since the last show, they signed them all.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, that's a good sign.
Everybody had masks on except one.
Who was that?
I think it was the corner. from Atlanta, the first, was that the first round pick? I forgot his name. I'm sorry.
Oh, Terrell? AJ Terrell?
Clemson or no?
Terrell. Yeah, dude from Clemson.
And why the hell wasn't Terrell wearing a mask?
Because he was in a room by himself.
Someone made a comment and he said he had it right beside him. He forgot to put it back on. It was on the Instagram, so.
Wow.
Oh, so first one, well, on his helmet.
Tell him he's gonna.
Go ahead. That highlight reel from the highlight reel from the draft. He also forgot to make tackles, so I'm not surprised.
Ooh, okay. The shots have been fired at Mr. Terrell.
We all saw that highlight reel.
So I'm not even tripping. He don't like nobody.
It damn dirty. It damn dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll get it together, man, because they're not joking out here, man. You know, we want, you know, they're trying to play sports the best they can. But the Braves, I mean, not the Braves, but baseball is kind of screwing it up right now. The Marlins, anyway.
The Marlins.
Yeah, man. Not to get off the Falcons, but, you know, the Marlins have a few players that have tested positive for COVID. And you know, and they're spreading it. Who did they play? Washington when they?
Yeah, I think so.
And they had to get themselves tested too, since they played against them.
And if I'm not,
so it's a mess, man.
But I'm not mistaken. I think they played the Braves last Saturday.
No, that was the That was the Mets.
They played the Mets.
I thought they played. Well, I thought they played the Braves already too.
No, my Dodgers won though.
I don't think so.
Maybe in like a preseason or something or another. But now the Braves opened up against the Mets.
I know.
Last Friday.
You would think of all people on this podcast who would know that. That should be me, being that's what I do for a living. But I digress. That's why I'm like, this is a funky freestyle.
Your boy Jamie was at my house on Saturday, and he was super excited to be watching the Braves play on Fox Sports.
Jamie's out there not social distancing, I'm telling.
He was social distancing, but he was here. He can come inside my house, though.
All right. All right, well, so is it just rookies already at summer camp, or the, like, Matt and Julio?
It's rookies, QBs, and injured reserve.
Okay. Cool. I saw a press conference with DQ, and he was saying that, you know, they're taking it, you know, step by step, but they're a little nervous as well. But, you know, because he said that it doesn't even matter. It seems like even if you're doing the right things you're supposed to do, it's still popping up. So they're trying to be extra careful. But we'll see, man. Hopefully it'll work out, because, you know, we don't have football this fall. What are we going to do? What are we
gonna watch baseball?
That's going to be over quick.
While we still got it?
Yeah, it's not going to be long.
Yeah, it's not going to, I'm starting to think the same thing.
I mean, even...
Y'all just wait till this NBA bubble burst. That's what happened.
I think the bubble won't burst. I think they got it right with the bubble. As long as the guys can stay inside.
To the damn strip club.
Man.
That is right.
And they should have punished Jim Parsley for that. But they took it easy on him. But I think you gotta punish these guys harshly.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard, though. I mean, you know, these young guys are out there, and all they're doing is chasing it. But that was pretty stupid of him to do that, man.
Rock, didn't you start your job as a young guy?
I didn't go to work every day
and do whatever they required you to do?
It wasn't a pandemic when I was a young guy.
Well, I'm just saying, if they would have said, hey, Rock, stay away from strip clubs if you're going to work here, I think you would have pulled it off.
Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't have did it right then. I would have waited a little while. But I know how you love it.
Yeah, he would have waited like a day or two. And then went.
But, yeah, probably. But, you know, I wouldn't risk not being able to, you know, play in my career. If all I have to do is, like, stay my ass away from shit like that just for a little while. This COVID.
Why the hell was the strip club open, man?
That's my next question. Anybody know? Who? Can you answer that?
I didn't hear the question.
Why was the strip club open?
They've been open. I don't know if y'all rode around downtown on the weekends. It's normal down there, bro. Like, on the house. Hey, they told downtown the pandemic is over. I know Tisha's been vocal, but take a ride.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I took your word for it. I ain't trying to find out.
Because I don't want to run into those damn water boys. Y'all heard about those water boys?
Oh, yeah, man.
What's that?
Fighting and shooting and dying. Yeah, this is weird.
These young
the dudes walking around with the guns?
Yeah, the young boys, like young boys.
Selling a bottle of water for a dollar, and if you don't buy it, they get pissed.
Yeah. And they're carrying heat. They're throwing shit in your car. And
they're doing that at Walmart over here where I live. I don't even stop. I don't even slow my car down. Speed limit's 15. I'm doing 30, baby. Fuck y'all niggas.
Exactly. All I'm saying, if I see a bunch of those dudes bum rush my car, I'm running over everybody. Like, officer, my gas pedal got stuck. I don't know. Serious, man. That's crazy. I saw on the news where they were, and that's actually not far from where I work. It's like the bridge that goes over towards, I think it's 17th Street towards Atlantic Station. I know that intersection, man. And yeah, man, that's in Midtown. And it was like a gang of them out there. Like, you're going to buy this water. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, it's rough, man. I didn't encounter them.
So anybody had any updates about Todd Gurley, man? I mean, since he said that he may be sitting out. Or he's
I haven't heard anything. Nothing new.
Because he did. Did we talk about that in the last show?
No, that happened after the last show.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Todd.
I'm lost. So talk to me.
Well, you've heard about Todd Gurley. He's. I don't know if he officially said it, but he did mention something about if it gets worse or whatever, he may think about sitting out.
If he doesn't feel safe, he's sitting out.
Yeah.
God damn.
Girl, please.
Exactly. He's like, here we go with this crap. But I mean, I can't blame him, you know. Why risk it? But
man.
I mean, you know, if you're waiting to see how it works with the other sports, it's not looking good, fellas. But at least if you go off of baseball. But I guess the NBA will be the deciding factor.
They seem to have the most structure.
Yeah.
They can keep this up.
Yeah, I like that bubble idea, but, you know, we'll see. But they're off to a good start. They hadn't had any cases since they've started, right? Not that many, right?
Well, just the people that left the bubble.
Okay. Yeah, you'll notice a lot of people have the quote-unquote family emergency.
Right.
I don't know. But, yeah, I think they're not
trying Zion to do had one. Things.
It's been about 5 family emergencies. I don't know.
All right.
Is somebody on a ventilator?
I know.
Not me.
Is that Darth Vader?
I hear him.
That you, Aries?
No.
That wasn't you.
Vaping. I'll be vaping. I normally mute my mic when I vape, so.
Oh, okay. We thought Dr. Vader was on here, man.
I heard what I heard.
My bad.
That's all good, man. All right. Well, Hoop, since we didn't get your opinion about the whole pickup of Todd Gurley and.
The greatest move ever? What?
On the last episode, we had a pretty lengthy debate, especially Aries and Q over Todd Gurley. And
where
do they stand?
Yeah,
Hoop is skeptical. I mean, Q is skeptical, right? Q, you're not sure. You think?
Yeah, I mean, we got him for a reason. You know, St. Louis let him go for a reason.
I called him a complimentary back.
Damn.
Well, Freeze gone, so who's the full-time back? It's by nobody. That's why it's by committee. That's why they got him, and then they're picking up another dude, and we're in the talks of the rumors of the guy from San Francisco, and because they want to have a group of running backs to be able to switch out. I mean, yeah, for like those third and shorts, goal line stances, you know what I'm saying, you bring in Todd Gurley, but he's not going to be the primary ball carrier on that offense.
Y'all saying Todd Gurley's a freaking 31 back?
Girl, please.
Yeah.
Disrespect.
Well, Hoop, enlighten us. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to say you know, fresh and young and spry out of UGA, you know, like he was 5 years ago. But I think he got a little bit in the tank. Yeah, I'm hoping so, but I don't know. I mean, people come back from injuries. It happens. So, I don't know. I'm a little more optimistic. I just don't think he's trash. No,
right.
Wait, it was trash. Damn, it's good.
I hear you. I was kind of, I'm like that with you. I mean, I don't think he's going to replace Freeman as our main back, but I definitely think it's a plus. And think about all the things that he can do, not just be a running back, you know?
I don't know. People, you know, we follow.
You can use him at the backfield. He'll be okay.
I mean, people do miraculous things during contract years. I'm just saying.
Right, right.
People ball out. Look at Matt Freeman. He got paid and he didn't do shit.
That's why he's not on anybody's team now.
That's because he had Uncle Luke backing him.
But not anymore.
Get it. Sign it. I know he's coming, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, his wife, she, they parted ways, so.
Wow.
Yeah. Freak. I guess because Freak's tripping.
Even they said, I don't want to deal with this foolishness.
Right. He's delusional, man. He thinks he's trying to hold out. He thinks he is what he was back in 2016.
Yeah, but he's not. He's not that.
Not even close. Not even.
And now he's jobless, right? Does he even have a job?
Not right now.
Salute to Free, man. He put in some work. Yeah, like I said, I don't think he's. Salute to Free, man. He put in some work for us, so I'm not going to act like he put in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, don't wish any ill wills to him, but he needs, if he wants to play, he needs to, you know, come back to reality.
Humble himself.
Exactly. Like, just watch the tape, Free. Watch the tapes for the last 2 years, two, three seasons. That's all they're saying.
He doesn't remember those concussions.
But anyway.
Because they were concussed. Because yeah. He was concussed.
He was.
That's the joke, Aries. Keep up. That's the joke. I know.
And Hoop, while you're here, man, another person that we kind of had an interesting debate about is one Mr. Tack McKinley. And
y'all know how I feel about him.
Man, leave my Tack. Man, leave Tack alone.
I think we're
alone. I'm telling you, he's gonna surprise y'all this year.
Y'all can tell
there's,
me about
there's a season he's gonna surprise y'all.
What's that stat y'all trying to give me? The hurries and shit like, man, you don't get the damn sack out of. Come on, bro.
Come on, son. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Now, I think me and Q feel that way. I think Aries is supporting him, but I mean, I get it, but I don't know.
All right, Aries, at least give me this. Should he have a breakout year this year? I mean, if we have a season.
Yeah. I think okay. He will.
So what's the breakout
year? With all the help, if there's a season. With all the help they put on that defensive line, I think he should have a breakout year.
I need over 8 sacks. I don't need a bunch of hurries and 3 sacks.
Right.
He'll hit you with 12. How about that?
Oh, boy. You give me 12. Wow. All right. I'll shut up.
Those numbers are up there, Aries. I don't think you said that last time, did you?
That's a Beasley.
Hey, man. That's
seen that before.
That's at least 1 sack a game. So, I mean, come on now.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I hear you, man.
I still can't believe Claiborne got like 6 in 1 game. That's just crazy. But anyway. That's crazy.
That was against the Dallas trash ass offensive line though.
Hey, it's in the books though, baby.
In the books.
They don't put an asterisk by that.
Well, I'll say about Tack, man. Like I said, my faith in him is very low. But I definitely don't see 12 sacks. And 8 would be great, but I don't even see 8, really. And it's not that he doesn't have skills. It's just I think the injuries is it's too bad for him.
That's the thing. You're going to be hurt by
So you saying he can't? So you saying he can't even get one every two games?
One every
two. Before.
Yeah. What makes it different when his shoulder is better?
Yeah. eight sacks is hard to do, man. I could go 6. I can't go 8. That's a high number right there, man.
Hey, I stand on the I stand on the girl side.
12.
Harry said 12.
12.
Oh, let me give you a girly stat. I'm going for
What is he smoking in that vape?
Girl.
It's a Cali, man. He's a Cali. I know he's getting good out there, man.
Well,
Yeah, man, I got a shop right across the street, walking distance.
Oh, wow.
That's the problem.
No, it ain't.
No, man, that ain't no problem.
That ain't no problem.
So, Ayers, on the last show, you mentioned that.
Wait. Greg had a stat.
Oh, go for it, who?
Greg, you got a stat?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Oh, damn. I was about to jump out the window, so let me crawl back in the window real quick. Y'all calling him a damn third down back, all I got to do is say, get 800 yards and 300 yards receiving. Baby, that's it.
For Todd Gurley.
What do you think about that? Yeah. Something about
for him to be the number one back, he needs 2,000 all-purpose. Let's go.
The goalpost now. Don't,
or at least
don't
over 1,000.
Don't move the goalpost. All said third down back. Y'all move the goalpost now.
We didn't say third down
back. Yeah, it wasn't a we.
Third down back. No, I don't believe Charlie Gurley can even get 1,000 yards.
I found those third and shorts, those goal line stance, you know, he'll probably be the go-to, but I don't see him on every down. They're gonna switch a lot of that around.
Okay, so you said 1,000. So y'all said 1,000. Okay, I can go with 1,000 yards. I got faith in my boy. You got 12 sacks with Tack the Rat. I got Gurley.
Tack the Rat. Oh man.
That's what we'll leave it at.
Leave it at. And Aries, you did mention on the last show that you will be burning something if Tack didn't get that. So.
Some green?
I think he said he was going to burn his jersey. Oh. Do you have his jersey?
Yeah, I have his jersey.
Are you still going to burn it? If he doesn't get the 10 or 12?
He's got to get, to me, he's got to get at least 10, man. I mean, I can see him getting 10 sacks.
All right.
Honestly, I can see him getting 10 sacks. With the help on that defensive line, I think he can pull off 10.
Okay. All right, man. Everyone hears that again. Aries is going to burn it if he doesn't. So hopefully we'll place.
Burn, baby, burn.
Burn, baby, burn.
Nah. I want him to get 12. I don't be no hater. I do want him to get 12 sacks.
Yeah. I want the best for him, too. So, you know. I'm a Falcons fan, not a hater.
If not, I'll be another failed Dimitrov pick. Add to the fucking list.
So, Hoop, are you excited or up on AJ Terrell?
I don't know. It's hard for that cornerback is hard. The first year, he's gonna have high expectations. So if he gets burned, I'm gonna be. I hope he has a good career.
He gonna get burnt just like Isaiah Oliver did his first year. He can get burnt so much he gonna call his nickname's gonna be
tough. I think so.
Yeah.
I can't disagree with y'all boys on that. That's one thing. I ain't gonna say. Hopefully he adjusts. That position is so hard to predict.
Right. And he's pretty much taken over for True Front. So.
Yeah. Shit. Anything different?
We're hoping so, man. But I mean, everyone keeps.
I don't think he's going to be taking over True Fun. I think he's going to take over the slot position. I think Sheffield and
Oliver,
Isaiah Oliver is going to be the 1 and 2.
Isaiah needs to step it up.
I guess these days you play out the nickel like what 60% of the time. So a lot of playing time.
But hopefully make some plays. But you guys got to remember too, it's going to be difficult for the rookies this year because there is no preseason. We're going straight into war. We're going straight into battle. No preseason.
That's true. That's a great point, Q.
And we're going Hard Knocks this year?
No. I guess not. I'm guessing Hard Knocks probably going to be canceled if there's no preseason.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you would be able to make it happen.
Yeah. Unless they do summer camps, but, you know. Yeah, they canceled.
Yeah, I guess they can do that.
Yep. But they officially canceled, preseason. So we're going straight to it. And, it's going to be interesting, man.
Be some bad tackling. But my boy, Keanu O'Neill, hopefully he comes back and play that wood, man. That's who I want to see, I want to see healthy, man.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
He's the other question, you know. But I give him a little more, you know, chance on Keanu since that I went on tap.
So you have more faith in Keanu staying healthy over Tat?
No. I said I can't say that he's gonna be healthier, but I just like him better as a player.
I agree with that. Yeah, better player. The injuries are about the same, I think.
Tat came to the league limping, didn't he? All right, I'm a dummy.
Hoop cutting low. Yes, he did. He did come in with a shoulder thing, but you know, so did a lot of.
But he came in. He came in with his grandma's picture, and I can respect that.
Exactly.
You just what? He won't let that grandma picture go. Like, come on.
Why should I? That nigga is crazy. And don't forget about that little hotel thing that happened too.
Yeah, they put that on the rug.
Hey, man, he was puffing on that K2.
What is K2?
You never heard of that?
I'm square.
Yeah, what is K2? Rock smoke weed too. What is K2?
No, I do gummies.
It is a synthetic weed.
Oh, stay away from that. I've heard about that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's what he was doing.
Oh, no wonder. Now that makes sense.
Rock you on that gummy? All
right. Yeah, man.
Oh, man, I got a whole drawer full of gummies.
That's where it's at, man. I can't do it the old school way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why not?
No, I don't do flour. I do the oils.
I just do I don't smoke anything, Q. It's like just can't do it.
You know, our parents' generation is looking at you guys right now like these pussies niggas.
As they suck on their oxygen tanks. In that damn locator.
COVID-19 ain't no joke. That's the Kung Flu.
I used to smoke, man. Y'all a bunch of pussies. But no, man, the gummies are great. I could control it a lot better with the gummies.
What? So what is it? It's like, it look like a real gummy bear?
Yeah. You get a gummy bear, gummy worm, bells.
But a gummy worm is bigger than a gummy bear.
Gum ropes.
Yeah, ropes.
Ropes.
Yeah.
What about these people I see on Periscope that's smoking something when they're using like a flame torch to light it up? I'm like, what the fuck? Is this crack, nigga?
That is wax. That's wax.
What is wax?
Wax ain't for me.
Wax is a higher potency of the THC, so you need less to get higher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what the pros use right there. I stay away from that stuff because I'll be high for a week.
Well, here he's back and he's still high 2 weeks later. Yeah, see, I don't need to be high for a week, man.
I would love to talk to a high Aries.
We probably have.
You'd be
surprised. Yeah, we probably have.
Yeah, you probably have a few times.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, man. It was a fucking weed chill, but
Education for the dumb.
Smoking that dirty bird.
Yep, exactly.
Ain't nothing dirty over here, partner.
Hey, we said it was going to be a freaky style show today. Nobody's prepared, so forgive us.
Funky freestyle.
Funky freestyle. See, I can't even fucking say it. But anyway. But yeah, Q, yeah. Gummies is where it's at. But,
what would happen if I ate a gummy, being a dude that hasn't smoked weed in, you know, years, long, long time?
Gummies is a better potency, and you probably be high for at least 6 hours.
Yep. Everything he just said.
Do I get the munchies?
Like that?
It's like that.
Ooh, remember that time you ate the brownie at the Braves game?
Do tell on this special edition of the What's Up Falcons podcast. Do tell,
who? I'm going to tell you, brother didn't have no job, you know, during like that mortgage crisis of like 2000.
He was doing that depression back in 2009, right?
Okay. So one of my friends who was out of a job as well, there was a Braves day game.
Right.
And one of his buddies from Georgia Tech, I actually used to work with, he didn't have a job either. Right. Had the brownies at the game. I don't know how they got the brownies in. So at some point, I ate two of them. I'm like, man, this is nothing. All right, whatever. I didn't feel nothing.
I know why they had the brownies, because didn't one of them have a herpes on his lip and nobody wanted to steal the joint?
Oh, man. Yeah, that should remain nameless on that one. So, this is, mind you, daytime game, but didn't feel nothing. Went home, man, about 8 o'clock that thing hit me, and woo! Boy, I was fucked up. I was like, now I get it. I get it. They hit me like a brick. So, I'm like you, you rocking there, y'all talking about the, partaking. I'm like you, I don't know too much, but I'm just listening.
I don't know too much.
I know.
Hey, Hoop, I remember one time we went to a Falcons game. It was Mike Vick against the Falcons against the Steelers, and we drank so much Red Bull and vodka in the parking lot, I didn't know where I was until the third quarter. I woke up in the third quarter like, nigga, where the fuck am I? I'm at a Falcons game? I was like, man.
I think that was the game.
That was a good game, too.
I don't.
Michael Vick didn't have any rushing yards. They forced him to stay in the pocket. That was a good game.
But there was a certain person I sat like in another section with, I think. No. I'm tripping. No. That was Pittsburgh. Never mind. We had a lot of drunk Sundays.
So. Well, Hoop, I got a question for you about the two brownies. You got high. Did your mama have to come get you out the chicken coop?
Nah, it wasn't that bad. But, man, I was, you try to be tough. You don't want to, act like no wussy or nothing like that, but man, I was kind of thinking in my head, I just want this to be over. It got to that point.
Been there several times, my friend.
Man, that's when you just go to sleep.
Yeah,
that's when you just go to sleep.
That's you pray you can go to sleep. He's like, please, let me go to sleep.
What's the cost? What's the per unit cost of a good gummy? I don't know what's the market for that.
I don't know. Aries,
check your text message.
Yeah, I just saw that. But just know, Aries or Rock is around me, I will eat no candy, sir. Not even a sucker.
But Q, you gotta do like me. I don't do the whole thing.
But you know what? You wouldn't even know.
Right.
I can hear have this lifesaver, and you wouldn't even know until it hits you.
Yeah, but when it hits me, I'm looking at you like, man, what have you done?
I'm like, nah, man, that's just the beer you've been drinking. That's
got nothing to do with me, man.
I get paranoid, too. I think Aries is trying to rape me.
Whoa.
You slipped me drugs. What do you think I'm a thing?
That was the one reason why I didn't smoke anymore, man. The paranoia just got to me too much.
There's no paranoia with this.
Yeah. And
what do you mean paranoia got to you? If you're a smoker, you're a smoker. How does the paranoia get to you? I'm a drinker. I don't ever get so drunk I'd be like, man, like how does the paranoia get to you after years and years or maybe even decades? I don't even know how far it goes back. But
no, I didn't do it. I mean, I did it for a while, but then when I started to stop, it was just the paranoia. And I was like, I don't like that, man. I like being drunk better. But when I started back up with gummies, I could control it more because you don't have to eat the whole damn gummy. Because they, like Harry said, the dosage are strong. So I can like tear it in half, do one, I'll be fine. And if I want a little more, I'll do the other half.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the first time I started doing gummies, like the first one, I was lit for like 6 hours. I was like, whoa, it felt, and it was just calm, and it was good. So it wasn't no paranoia, no looking over my shoulder, freaking out. You know what I'm saying? Right. I had the munchies, but I always had snacks on deck. So,
all right, so
yeah, we know, sir.
Is this a Friday evening thing? You know what? Obviously, you're not trying to do that during the work. Like, what are y'all with?
Are you asking, does it show up in drug test soup? What are you asking?
I take it after work when I get home.
Okay.
Yeah. I started off, you know, maybe doing it like maybe on Fridays or whatever, but, you know, then maybe, you know, twice a week. But since
it's can function though, you take it and you can function.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, anytime I smoked weed, maybe I was hitting it too hard. I couldn't function.
Drink with me, nigga. And then you also have your different style of weed. Now you got your indicas and you got your, you know,
sativas and hybrids.
What are you niggas talking about?
Again, another episode of What's Up Falcons Weed Edition. But the sativas, Aries, correct me if I'm wrong. The sativas, they're the kinds that kind of you're good, but you have a little energy, so you're not like.
Yeah. The indica is the head high, so you feel it more in your head.
Yeah.
The sativa is the full body high, so your body is relaxed and it loosens you up. It's the kind of best to take before bed, so it helps you relax.
That's true,
man. Y'all don't want to do that with me, man.
And in the hybrid,
I tell you now, I get high as shit and call 911. Tell my heart beats real fast.
Hey, I got
Rock gave me some sativa. You know Rock, don't you? What's up, Falcons podcast? Nigga got a Milwaukee 50.
No, I got a story about that, man. Our guy that does our yard, man, he did that. He got high one time. He got so high that he called the police on himself. And he called the police and the ambulance.
You told us this story.
And he took him. I think he called 911. He was like, he called 911. And they took him to the hospital, and he told him what was going on. And he was like, I'm freaking out. My heart's racing, just sweating and all that. And they're like, sir, we think you're on marijuana. Just relax, and you'll be okay. But I think he ate like a bunch of them. He said he wasn't sure. He hadn't really done gummies, and he ate like almost like most of the bag, quite a few.
Yeah, so because each bag is about 100 milligrams in, so each one has 10 milligrams per serving. So if he went through the whole bag, then he was really toasted.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, tell me about this real quick. Everybody I know now is on this this medical oil, the CBD medical oil, talking about they sleep better and their back pain is going away and all this stuff.
CBD is the element that's in THC, but I mean that's in the weed, but without the THC. So you have all the effects, but none of the highness that you feel in your head. So the calmness, the relaxation, you'll feel all of that, but you won't be high.
Have you ever done it before? Does it really make pain go away?
Yes.
People like, if you have pain, back pain, real serious pain, it makes it go away. Cancer people do it.
You can talk to Danielle about that because she has severe back pain. And then I brought her some CBD tablets that I got on the shop. Right. And she said it worked wonders for her.
So did my wife, man. Same thing.
Yeah, she was actually able to relax. And ease the pain in her butt.
They're talking about somebody told me to give it to my dog because my dog is a lab and lab has the back, they have the back hips. So they were like,
just give your dog CBD and their yep. life will be better without surgery.
And one guy, he was already doing it, and he was like preaching about it, like it's done wonders for my dog. And I'm like, I don't know, man, but
Thelma Lou about to get it in.
Maybe
it'll help, man.
I don't want to pay $1,200 for a new hip.
Dang,
$1,200. And good night.
Wow, that's cold as ice, Grace.
No, that ain't happening. That's my cute girl.
You gonna do? Oh yeah. Okay.
Good night.
Good night. You gonna do it, Q?
If she gets to that point, I mean, right now she's just kind of like, some weeks she limps, but some weeks she doesn't. Like this week she's not limping. So, but I mean, she's 8. Great. So as she gets to like 9 and 10, I mean, we've seen people that have said, yeah, we're giving it to our dog and it's working. And they have labs too, going through the same issues we're going through, and this thing is working. So I'm kind of like, yeah. I got a lab. 8. She's 8.
8.
No, man, she ain't 90. 8 times 7, fool.
Yeah. My last dog lived to be 13.
Yeah, but labs have bad hip issues. That's a trait of labs. Our last dog, Henry, he lived to be, he died 2 weeks before his 19th birthday.
Oh, well, yeah.
Cancer got him quick. He got cancer on Monday, and on Friday his back leg quit working, and he was done.
That's what happened to our other dog, too. He had like a little pocket on his side. And it developed into cancer, so went down like that.
Yeah.
But anywhoozle, let's talk more about football, man.
Yeah. I'm about football. It's about CBD and THC and all that good stuff.
Hoop, are you still there?
I'm here, man.
All right, man. All right. So
I went to the shop.
So who? What?
Hoop online right now.
I'm on MLB. Right now.
So wait, real quick, last question. So Rock, you can buy these gummies in Georgia, or you doing some undercover? Well, you got a guy.
I can talk to people.
I had a friend who receives some from somebody in Cali, and he lives all the way out in Kentucky, I believe.
Q, I can talk to you on our What's Up Falcons messages, text messages.
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay,
not trying.
I was just wondering if it was legal. I didn't know what the deal was. Cause like, Aries is in Cali. Isn't weed legal in Cali, Aries?
Yes, like I said, there's a shop right across the street. I can actually walk to the shop, go in, buy what I want, and come home. Those pictures all came from a shop.
Oh,
you got a card? Because everybody says they got a card in Cali.
You don't need a card in Cali.
You don't.
Yeah, okay. You don't need a card. You can just Cali, walk right in. Colorado. Show, I'll take that.
That just tells you how much I know.
Right. Hoop, you sound like you're interested.
I got lower back pain.
Yeah, man, those back pains. Something else.
All right, man. You know, so y'all can holler at me later. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Yeah.
We'll take this offline.
yeah, Aries. We'll talk to you later about buying that weed.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, fellas. All right. Hoop, I wanted to. I hadn't really, like I said, we haven't really talked to you that much, even you know, since the draft, man. Are you excited, man, from the picks? What are your expectation for the moves that they made on the offseason, including the draft and in free agency?
Just like we talked about, like right after the draft, I was looking for them to go for like big play off the edge, like the end.
Right.
You know, for the reasons that we've already talked about earlier this episode. So, that part I'm a little disappointed in.
Well, what do you think about the whole move with Cam to the Patriots and Tom Brady and Tampa?
Okay, so start with Cam. I thought that was crazy that he couldn't find a job for so long. I mean, I know with everything was going on in the world, stuff right. was different, but I was like, how in the world did that dude not have a job? But now that he does have a job, I'm pulling for him. I think he had, Now, I think he got more in the tank than damn Gurley, and I speak up for Gurley. Like, I think Cam got a little bit more in the tank to prove to folks, but from what I hear, Belichick don't want to win any. He doesn't want to win anyway. He wants damn sunshine from Clemson next year. So I don't know what to believe. So anyway,
my goodness, no
sunshine.
Y'all know sunshine.
The mighty Thor.
Yeah, look, yeah. Surfboard dude. That's what I call him.
So as far as Brady that's going to
sunshine from Remember the Titans.
Oh, sunshine. Okay.
Sunshine.
So, yeah.
So Brady, did he watch that championship game?
Where our first round pick got fucked by damn Burrow? Yeah.
I mean, that championship game was against the number one team in the country, though. So
hey, he's about to go against some damn grown ass men.
Exactly.
True.
You know, I don't want to hear that too much.
I can't wait to see that first tackle where somebody pulls his ponytail.
Come on now. He's going to, if he goes to New England, he's going against the Jets. The Jets.
No. I thought you were talking about our guy getting burnt. Who are you talking about?
Nah, I was talking about the quarterback from Clemson said he wanted him.
No.
Trevor Lawrence.
He's better than Cam.
I think he's good money. Wait, hold up.
You think so? You think he's good money?
See, that's what we need. This dude ain't did nothing in the NFL, and he's already. Come on, bro. Don't believe the hype, man. Let that man.
Championship game showed you if you put together a game plan against him, you can stop him. If you can do that in college, you're definitely going to do that in the pros.
Yeah, but I'm saying it was against the number one team in college football who broke everything.
That every number one college football team could not beat a single pro football team, not even the Jets.
You lying.
You need a gummy.
I would take that LSU team against the Jets. I would take them against.
Heard it before.
Yes. That's silliness, man. That is complete silliness.
I'd take them against the Browns.
What a silly Negro.
The Browns beat the Falcons. Not last year, but the year before.
Oh, when they were like really hurt? Okay, yeah. All right, we'll take that.
With a rookie quarterback and a rookie running back. Are you kidding me?
Well,
I can't agree with that. But now back to what I was asked.
Okay.
I was asked about Tom Brady.
Right.
That's just going to be a bust. Y'all can, it can make all the articles and all the talk shows. I don't think that's just going to pan out like the way they think it is. That's just me.
I agree with you. Because, yeah. Different city, different coach, different tools. Gronkowski is... Get out of here, old man.
I know. They got like a 95 on Madden.
Are you kidding me right now? You saw... What? How Jameis Winston did last year. If he didn't throw all those interceptions, that team would have been good. Now you got a quarterback that's going to make smarter decisions. Mike Evans is still there, right? Yep. Rob Gronkowski is coming into the...
Can't run. He can scramble. He can't run.
Right.
Their offensive line is trash, and that's why Jameis was able to elude all that and get the ball downfield. Tom Brady is not going to be able to do that.
Not at that age.
They're game planning for that. They understand that they're game planning for that. Okay. That's an easy game plan compared to asking some of these rookies on the Falcons to come in and play defense and get sacks and get stops.
That's why they only drafted one offensive lineman. Okay.
All right. I mean, okay. Are you predicting Super Bowl? I mean, you sound pretty.
No. I'm not predicting Super Bowl, but I'm saying they're not going to have a losing season. I think Tom Brady will go at least 8-8. Maybe even better.
That's good. Okay.
80 is the losing season.
For his first year there? I mean.
Hell, he's 50. First year?
No, I think he'll do better than 8-8. I think they'll beat the Falcons at least one game. If anybody thinks that can happen.
I'm not
going to
bet on that.
Yeah, that's a dumb bet, man. Everyone.
Now we're getting real again. The gummies wore off, huh?
Let's not go too far here.
Yeah, just not get ahead of yourself. Yeah, because the Falcons have to prove that they The defense is real and better. And DQ has to prove that he's a real defensive-minded coach.
Lowers, Grady, Aluakon. Come on, that defensive line is way better than it was last year.
No.
Raheem Moore's got something for the chance. They done fired his ass.
Yeah.
He's sweet.
He got something for the ass.
It was definitely better than, you know, anything will be better than last year, at least the first part for certain games.
And we sweep Carolina.
Yeah.
Split with the Aints.
Everyone knows Carolina's pretty much
hopefully trash. With the Saints, man. You never know with the Saints.
We split with the Saints. I don't know what you're talking about. We splitting. If not a sweep, we splitting.
I hope for a sweep.
Now, you just said you don't think you can sweep Tampa Bay, but now you're talking about you're going to sweep damn Carolina.
No, I'm saying we sweep Tampa Bay. I don't know who you're listening to. I say we sweep Tampa, we sweep Carolina, and split with the Saints.
Only thing I agree with there is we sweep Carolina. But I don't even know. I mean, last year we lost to Arizona and Tennessee. So
here we go.
Here we go. Uh-oh.
I just keep it real, man.
You do.
You know, a few years ago, you know, New England lost to the Giants in Super Bowl, but does that make the Giants better than New England? No.
Yeah, I think it does. They beat them in the Super Bowl. That's a different story. That's a Super Bowl. It's not a regular season game. That's a Super Bowl.
So you take New York over New England? Even when New England went 18-0, you still took the Giants?
Everybody in the back of their head was saying it's going to be impossible to do this.
No. I'm asking you. I ain't asking everybody. I'm asking you.
Asking you,
yeah,
Q.
Let's go.
You,
go.
Q.
I wasn't surprised that the Giants beat the Patriots. It's very hard to go completely undefeated in this season. You're going to slip on a banana peel somewhere.
You should be on America's Got Talent because you sure know how to tap dance.
Yeah, we're talking about
that. I gave you a straight up answer, man. We're talking about a game from like.
So you take the Giants
over the
18-0 New England Patriots.
At some point, they had to slip on a banana peel. I just didn't. I just wish it didn't happen in the Super Bowl. I wish it would have happened the last game of the regular season.
Against Giants. So you tell me you're taking the Giants. You a lie. Get out of here. You a lie. You a lie.
I wouldn't bet on that game because I know how hard it is in the NFL to go undefeated. So I even said that back then. And I think, you know, we didn't have a show back then, but we were talking about it back then amongst ourselves. I actually said it's hard to go.
Get this man a top hat and a cane, boy. He is putting on a show.
There he goes. There he goes. My nemesis.
I like this good old healthy banter.
I do too, man. I love it. Harry's
the same. You know it's hard to go undefeated. You know if you go undefeated and then go to a Super Bowl, you know there's a great chance you might lose that Super Bowl no matter what.
Okay. Say they get back into a regular season game and the previous year, the New England Patriots were 18-1. And they're playing against the defending champion Giants, but the Giants are like, I don't know, like 3-5. Who you taking?
Patriots.
Thank you. Rest my case.
But that same season, the same season that Randy Moss broke the record for receiving yards and Tom Brady set the record, that same game, that was late in the fourth quarter when they were able to pull away from the Giants. That was all the same season. It was at the end of the season they played them, and then they ended up meeting again in the Super Bowl, and the Giants got the better of them in the Super Bowl. But the Patriots barely slipped by them in that regular season game. Their first pass to Randy Moss didn't connect. Then they went for the same exact play again, and it connected. Y'all don't remember that?
I don't.
We're talking Patriots-Giants, right?
Patriots-Giants, yeah.
Is that the one where...
The game where Tom Brady set the record, I guess Drew Brees broke it actually now, but he set the record for the most touchdown passes in the season, and Randy Moss set the record for the most touchdowns caught in the season. That happened so late in the fourth quarter. And then that same year, 4 weeks later, they met in the Super Bowl, and the Giants got the best of them. But they barely got past the Giants in that game.
Was that the game when someone caught the pass with his head on his helmet?
David, that was the first time they met up in the Super Bowl. Yeah. That was the first time they met up in the Super Bowl, not the second.
I remember. Okay.
Anyways, my point is things change. Teams get better. So all I'm saying is with the defensive line now, are you telling me that Tampa has a shot at splitting or even beating Atlanta?
Tampa will split with Atlanta. If it doesn't happen, I will mail you a check for $100.
Whoa.
Oh, God, don't send me no check. I want cash money.
It's gonna bounce.
You got Venmo? You got Cash App?
I got Cash App. I got Zelle. I got all that. But
yes, I do. So are you willing to put your money where your mouth is? Are you?
I need a crisp $100 bill so I can frame it and hang it on my wall and put your name right under it.
Hey, I mailed you that poster, right? And you got it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-oh. I'll mail you $100. But what you gonna do for me? I'm saying now you're talking so much smack. Uh-oh. Put your money where your mouth is. I don't even need $100 from you. I don't even need $100 from you. Give me a $50 and I'm gonna donate it to my favorite charity, bitch.
Let's do this. Somebody just earned some fries.
All right.
Now what's the? They just got a split. That's it.
They just got a split.
Got a split. Okay.
And they get swept. Oh.
What happens when they get swept?
If they get swept, Aaron's got to send me that $50. But then also, he's got to read Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh, God.
Well, we haven't heard that in a while.
Right. Back on this again? Like,
man, that's going to be gold for our listeners. You accept the challenge or not? Let's do it right now. Let's make this season something to remember, Aries.
Got to do something.
I'm all in. Everybody doing the all-in challenges, I'm all in.
What's the Falcons all-in challenge?
Just waiting on you, Aries. Wait, my 100 against your 50 and you reading the book. That's it.
I ain't reading no damn book, bro.
Hoop, move over there laughing like the mad scientist. What's wrong with you, Hoop?
Y'all funny as hell, man.
Boy, gummies ain't nothing to mess with.
You ain't on no gummy.
You could have fooled me.
I'm not on a gummy. I'm being straight up in what I actually just believe. And Aries is talking all that smack tonight, so I'm challenging my brother to go one-on-one with me so I can get that money to my favorite charity.
I think he accepted, right, Aries?
Yeah.
All right.
I want that nice crisp $100 bill frame so I can put it up on the wall.
He accepted part one. Part two is if they get swept.
He told me he ain't reading no damn book. You
reading that damn book?
Don't read no damn book.
Green Eggs and Ham. Sam, that's I Am. You reading something that's a tongue twister?
You guys are still.
Oh man.
Oh my God. Good stuff. All right. Anyway.
We'll put that up on the Falcons on the Twitter page, Rock. Let's let the folks decide on that one. Aries, let's let the folks decide on that one.
If y'all are cool with that, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm cool with let's let the folks decide on.
Aries, you cool? Are you cool with that?
On what?
Money going to charity.
Posting it up the challenge on Twitter.
Letting the viewers vote on it.
Sam, I am shit.
Right.
Man, Q about to have 25 bot accounts. Q is making 10 bot accounts as we speak right now.
Man, you funny.
Look, see? He gonna make 150 accounts.
No. Rock knows our regular listeners. Let's do it.
Oh yeah.
You can keep my 100. I'm gonna give that 50 to my church, to my favorite charity. But let's do something. Let's give the Falcons fans that listen to the show something to hoot and holler about and pay attention to for the season. Let's put this bet on the line.
Yeah.
Let's do it right now, Aries. Right now. If they split. What are we saying now about split?
I give you the 50.
If they split, you owe me a 50.
Yeah, Aries gives you a 50. You give him 100 crisp.
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 Crisp. If they sweep them,
crisp.
And if they sweep him, we're trying to see if Aries is going to read. He said he's not.
And the last part is, if Tampa Bay, if the Falcons get swept, then you got to read that green eggs and ham on Zoom.
What are you going to nuke you if they sweep?
Giving this dude $100, man. Are you kidding me?
The second part, the sweep. I thought the $100 is for the 50-50.
No, the $100 is...
No, it's all I got. All Falcons got to do is win just one game for Q to win, right?
Yeah. All the Bucks have to do is win in one game.
If the Bucks win one game, I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah. If the Bucks sweep,
the odds are in his favor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I need. I don't want to.
You didn't just say that 10 minutes ago when making the bet. You were saying this team is so good, yada yada yada. You had money on this, that, the other. We were gonna sweep them. We were gonna sweep Carolina. We were gonna sweep Tampa Bay. Now all I'm saying is, now I'm telling you they don't have to sweep.
Down, down, down.
What you doing, Aries?
Okay, what do you want? I'm not reading no book.
All right, then. Aries ain't reading no book. Then we'll go back to the bet, then.
The 50 and 100 is good enough.
Yeah,
the
50 and 100 is good enough. Let's do it.
Yeah,
I'm in. I'm all in. You all in, Aries? Right.
Yep, it's a bet.
Ask Mr. McDonald's if you can have some overtime now.
Yeah, right.
Wow. All right, y'all hear that, man. So let us know what y'all think about this. We're going to post it on Twitter. And definitely check that out, y'all.
Everyone's so confused right now. They're like, what are these niggas talking about?
Yeah, they pretty much are. But hey,
we warned you. Pun City, I got you, man. Shout out to Pun City.
Pun City. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And
he told me he listened to every episode.
Nice.
Oh, that's what's up.
We appreciate that, man. Definitely.
Hey, speaking of, I'm just checking in.
Spice of life.
Okay, cool.
Okay. What's up with that stun ran dude that sent the thing a couple weeks ago? Aries thought he was talking about him, but I'm like, how does this dude know you, Aries? Why are we talking about you?
He's a trash ass Falcon fan.
You know this dude?
Yeah, that's Sports Lie. That's the one that went to the Saints game and doesn't know nothing about football. He was hollering.
Does he know you?
For the Falcons. He don't know me personally, but he knows me on, he's off of YouTube.
Oh, so social media. Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
He's just.
Slitter? Yeah.
He's an annoyance. Yeah. He's just an annoyance.
Joe Hayden, man. I'm just checking in.
I gave him 15 seconds on a group hangout on YouTube, and then he makes a 10-minute video. So he's just dying for attention. So that's why I didn't feel that he needed a response.
Wait, so that video was about you?
Yeah, it was about me.
I didn't know all this shit. I was confused. That's why you were like, don't ask stupid questions. I'm like, what is Aries talking about?
But see,
I didn't think he knew you because he didn't say anything that led him. I watched the whole thing. He never said anything about what's up Falcons, about Aries Falcon. He never said anything that led me to believe that it was you.
That's why he was doing the whole speech problem, because so he wouldn't have to say my name, but everybody knew who he was talking about.
Yeah. Okay, now it makes sense. It didn't make sense before. At first, when I first watched it and Rod said it, I thought he was talking about me messing with you. And I'm kind of like, he can't be that stupid to realize that we're in this together. Like, why would he show up every week to fuck with him? So the whole thing was weird.
His whole life is fucking YouTube. You know what I'm saying? He lives in his mama house. He's 40-something years old, and he still lives in his mama house. So I mean, he has no life.
Did you do a video recently?
So if Tampa Bay sweeps, then you gotta have that dude on the show and go at it with them.
We had a YouTube hangout which you know what I'm saying, a bunch of us vid makers get together and you know what I'm saying, sort of like this, and we hang out and just talk.
Right.
And so I made a comment, about him for like 20, 30 seconds, and then he turns around and makes a 10-minute video.
Yeah. So obviously, what did you say about dude? Because now all of it's starting to make sense. What did you say about dude?
I said that I don't see him as a Falcon fan. He's, you know, the stories that I've heard about him are just crazy and disgusting. The stuff that he's done at games, like,
what?
You know, eating off other people, drinking backwashed beer.
It's like a loser.
Yeah. pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
He had too many gummies.
Well, I mean, we've heard of him before. This has been a while ago. It's like right around when Aries first started on our show.
I don't remember this dude at all.
You remember you said that you keep asking about him. He's like, what about that crazy dude from Woodstock? That crazy white dude from Woodstock, I think. Because he's from here.
Oh, that's the dude. Okay, now it's all coming together.
Yeah. Wait, so he's living up the street from me?
Yeah, pretty much. Man.
This guy needs to be at Walmart.
That's what I told you. Walmart had that big ass nigga outside about the mask.
He works at the grocery store. He's the manager.
Oh.
We can find him. Oh.
What's the name of the store that you guys have out there?
Publix.
We got Publix. We got Kroger. We got
Publix. Kroger.
Publix. I heard he was a manager. He was a bag boy for a while, but now he's finally moved up and he's the manager or some shit like that. I don't know.
Hey man, hey. Truth be told, a manager at Publix makes some really good money. So hang on.
You can tell he's moved up a little bit. I can tell about his confidence.
Yeah.
But hey, you know.
Fuck him, man. He ain't on our fuck time.
Him. Rock, well, bring him all. Let's destroy him.
Confidence, whether you're the manager or bag boy. So.
Well, I've tried. I think I tried.
You want to have him on the show, Aries?
No, because he's gonna think he's on the show because of who he is.
That's fine.
He's fine.
By the end of the show, he'll realize he was on the show because who he is.
I'm telling you, it's nuts.
I've seen a few of his videos. He used to talk more about Falcons than he does.
He tries.
He's like your boy from New Orleans that I can't stand. I can't stand your little friend from New Orleans.
JP, is that his name?
Oh my god, I can't stand that idiot.
The guy's a walking idiot. We actually made him jump into a pool with his clothes on.
I remember you telling us about that some years ago.
We made him bend over and bare his ass on camera.
What?
Nah, that's crazy.
The guy is fucking naive as shit. Like it's mind-boggling on how stupid he is.
Does he still do videos? I haven't heard.
I haven't seen anything from him in a while.
Not many attention though. So.
All right, fellas. Well, I guess we should start wrapping it up. It's been an interesting show.
It just started to get good.
All over the place, man. All over the place.
Hey, well, I mean, if y'all want to talk about something else for a little while longer, I guess we can.
What y'all thinking about this Will Smith entanglement? That's a mess. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness, that Will Smith entanglement? Are you kidding me? This dude went on Facebook Live and sat there and listened to his wife talk about begging another dude. I'm like, man, I would have slapped the bitch. Wow. And now this rapper is making rap songs about it. I'm like, man.
Well, Will, he's the guy who...
Will did Summertime. That's a classic.
Well, the dude, the messed up part is how young he is. And on top of that, that was her son's friend.
He's an R&B singer.
Right. He's one of those new emo R&B singers. Like, what?
I can't get into it.
When he's spending the night, he's like, Jaden, I'm going to go downstairs. I'll be back in an hour. Don't wait up on me.
Don't wait up, Jaden.
And Jaden's like, it's cool, man. I got a dude right here waiting for me. Jaden is screwed his own gear. Everybody knows something wrong with Jaden. I don't know what Will did to them kids. Them kids fucked up. Even Dwayne Wade looks like
looks at Will Smith like, what the fuck did you do to your kids, nigga?
Wow, okay. I will say his kids are, I don't know, hyper mature or something like that.
Special. His kids are special.
But, you know, they want them to be who they are, I guess.
Yeah, but...
But what's that?
The monsters. I guess all those silver teeth and looking crazy and...
Oh, cute.
I don't know what Will did to them kids, man. My kid, I'm keeping a tight leash on him.
What if he came home, he's like, you know, I want to had his hair dyed blonde and had a couple...
I'll be like, nope.
You got to
go. You got to go. I can't sleep at night knowing you in the other room.
Wow.
Sitting all when year. They upset the L, the G's, the B's, the T's, the Q's. I'm just saying, there's something funky going on with Will Smith and Dwayne Wade's kids that's not normal in the black community right now.
Q, all these years on this podcast, I think you've upset the entire alphabet.
I love the alphabet, but I'm just saying... There's something wrong with Will Smith's kids. Willow, Jaden.
Well, what would you guys have
his
done?
His wife?
I mean, like, some people say that Will had his things going on, you know. Some people said, you know, he was messing around with Harlequin.
Grown women, though, right?
Yeah. Grown women.
Well, I mean... Now, the dude that she was messing around with, he's grown. And he's just younger. He's in his 20s.
Yeah.
It's not like he's like 18 or something.
Well, it's kind of...
He's in his 20s. He's grown.
Well, there's something wrong if he was laying the pipe better than Will Smith.
Say what, who?
No, I mean, she said it. I mean, it's just, you know, hey.
As a his friend, like, that's like off limits, like, automatic. Like, how does it even... It shouldn't even get to that point at all. You might think about
exactly, Hoop. Your kids are off limits if you're a female messing with a male. Now, if you're a male messing with a female, the kids are not off limits. There's rules to the game.
Abide by them.
I'm not co-signing.
Abide by. Hoop, co-sign, baby.
Well, the thing from what I heard was that dude had problems, you know, emotional problems. You know, imagine that.
Sick.
And
they brought a man to help
sick.
Him.
And Jada
helped him, all right.
Jada said, I'll straighten this out right quick.
45-year-old coochie.
Yep. So I got something for you. Straighten you right up.
I'm
going to set it off, brother. And I guess it worked.
And she messed him up.
Yeah.
Because he told. I wouldn't tell. I'd be still trying to get that coochie to the day. I can't get it no more.
Like, she'd be like a great teacher.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Exactly.
Everything would have been cool and cool if he didn't damn had to tell people about it on like a radio show.
That's the difference between our generation and these younger generations. These younger generations want to talk about it. I want to keep it quiet and keep it going.
Hey, man, Jada might have that fire, man. She might have that.
If she did, I'd still be knowing about it,
bro. Like, come on now. Right. Will tracked her down from back when she was on his show. Like, oh no, I gotta get with that.
After Tupac had nailed it out.
Nailed it out. Well, you know, it went down and they seem to be okay with it, I guess, ish so far. And at the end,
and that's how I know something's wrong with Will.
Separated.
Yeah.
Will hurting inside, man. That's a damn man's pride, man.
Yeah, that's...
Then she put him on YouTube for a million people to watch, and he sat there.
But you heard it when he said it.
I would have kicked the camera over and been like, fuck you, bitch.
They were separated at the time, so he really can't really be that mad.
So that makes it okay to put you on FaceTime with on Facebook?
All right, Hoop. Hey, imagine the money they got from that.
Yeah, they did get some. It's one of Facebook's highest rated episodes of any of the shows.
Will don't need that money over that embarrassment, man. That was embarrassing.
That's the thing I agree with, is that it happened, so what? But Jada should have knew better than that, because that's going to affect their money and status, and no matter how you look at it. And she's supposed to be sort of a... a guidance person, health, whatever. I don't know, fucking life coach or whatever the fuck she is, but how are you going to do that,
man? Yeah, she's like a life coach.
Why are you going to mess up? You're going
to
mess up.
I mean, it's not like that's what he planned to do the whole time. Because I guarantee you it was. I mean, it's Jada Pinkett. I mean,
right. Oh yeah.
He knew when they put those cameras on him what she was going to do that night.
Yeah, he's going to do
it. He went out like a sucker.
Yeah, he was going. He took a shot and she let him. She should have been like, you know, put the brakes on that. Audio jump. She's going to step out on Will. You mean, you know, don't do it like your son's friend who's young and has issues.
Well, I wouldn't even really say that was their son's friend. She met him through her son, but he was coming around because they were friends.
But he was coming around because they were supposed to be helping him out and giving him some. Hey, buddy, y'all back? Have fun. All right, love you.
Family just got home.
They were giving some. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up? You had a great time. That was hilarious, Q. But anyway, yeah, that whole thing. No.
Go ahead. She was supposed to be mentoring that kid.
Well, she kind of did.
She was banging him.
And when did that become a thing, man? When we were in school or young like that, how many teachers came on to y'all?
None. I was waiting on it. None.
Exactly.
Right.
None. But nowadays, it's like, you know, you can get a damn blowjob from a teacher. That's crazy.
Things have changed.
And they all look good. It's not any bad-looking teachers. They all look good.
Now teachers are 28, 29, 30 years old. Teaching high school kids. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, she's like, how bad?
My high school teachers were like 50-something.
Yep. Well, at least they seem that way.
I would have kept that secret until I was out of school.
They're like, oh, you want this A?
These kids today, man, they're getting people busted. I'm like, ma'am.
I know.
Once you get older, how hard it is to get that strange.
Because they know kids talk, especially nowadays, man. They just know better than that. You can't, you know, kids talk. We talk when we're that age. But, yeah. Stop fucking the kids, teachers.
No, don't. Gotta find the right ones.
Right. Yeah, find the right ones.
The last names are right. Jackson, Bankson, Hooper.
I'm done on that one.
And Falcon.
And get the fathers involved if you're going to do that. I digress. This show has gone way off the rails.
Off the walls. It is off the walls.
Oh, man. This one's going to get us shut down this time for real, Q. Talking about weed, having adults having sex with. Yeah. Man, what is happening here? All right, fellas. Well,
we need to wrap that up.
If Jesse Smollett can bounce back, so can we, fellas.
Yeah.
Has he though?
I don't think he has.
That was the Jedi.
She didn't want friend. Anything else.
All right, guys. All right. I think, is he Hoop still here?
No, I think he said he might have lost.
No. Yeah, he said he was
today,
so.
Oh, okay. I just saw his. He looked like he was still on the Skype, but. All right, man. Well, I guess we'll start wrapping this up. We want to thank everybody for listening to us and our special. If you're still listening to our unofficial summer camp COVID 2020 show.
And everything else.
Yeah.
They know it's a lot better now.
Exactly, and we'll keep trying to get this summer camp stuff out if something happens. So definitely don't forget to check us out. And shouts out to our new listeners, Aries. What's their names again?
Pun City and Spice of Life.
Pun City and Spice of Life. I want to thank y'all.
They are Twitch gamers, so that are also Falcon fans.
Definitely. Well, we appreciate that, and check their Twitch sites out or their Twitch feeds out. And thanks for checking us out. And if you guys ever want to be on the show, just let us know. We'll love to have you on just to get your point of view about what you guys think about the Falcons as well.
Yes, most definitely. I'll definitely reach out to them.
Definitely. That'll be cool. Very cool. All right, guys, before we wrap this up, anything you want to say, Q? You good?
I'm good. I think Mayors and I are good. So we'll talk in the future.
Oh, yeah. We good. Matter of fact, I'll even bring a Tampa VidMaker on, too. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Love to do it.
Love to do it, man. All right, that sounds good. Right. And, yeah, we'll keep y'all posted about the challenge. The What's Up Falcons 2020 challenge.
The 2020 challenge. Yeah, we're going to do this one.
We'll try to keep it documented. But, all right, fellas, if that is it, we will wrap this up, and I will talk to y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.
Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at armchairallamericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.